Hi. All right, friends, as you're heading back to your seats, I would invite children to come forward for this morning's children's time. Come on forward. Our children.
Good morning, everybody. Come on up. Good morning. Happy birthday, August. And happy birthday, Cormac. And happy birthday, Murphy. And happy birthday, Luca online. And who else? Oh, my goodness. It's such a birthday week. Yeah, man. Okay, well, I'm glad you all got the memo to dress up for Halloween today. And I know you're all looking at me strangely because I forgot to put my wings on, but you'll see them out in the courtyard at Fall Fest, so don't worry. I'll get the full costume on in a minute. Okay, so can you imagine, and welcome to our beautiful choir. God bless you for being here. So awesome. So amazing. So thrilled to have y'all. Okay, can you imagine, good morning, if you have your costume on, you look really cool today. Thank you for dressing up. And I know I look cool, but imagine if Pastor JJ or Pastor Ray said, "Miss Heather, you have to wear that every Sunday." And I'd be like, how would you feel? I wonder how you would feel if you had to wear your costume every day for the rest of the year. Ella, how would you feel? It's a fun, like, one-time thing, but you would feel weird, right? Emerson. Itchy. You would feel itchy. And then, oh, my goodness. Yeah. I mean, my suspenders are a little too tight, I have to say. But, I don't want to wear this every day. What? Uncomfortable. Exactly. Well, this is how you would just feel different. You would just feel, what, Brayden? How would you feel? You wouldn't be able to go to sleep if you had your costume on. Because your tail would get in the way. Yeah. So that's why I didn't wear my stinger, because I didn't want to be uncomfortable sitting down. Well, if you had to be a certain way all the time that made you look different, you would feel really uncomfortable. That's how Zacchaeus was. You know Zacchaeus, the man who had to climb the tree because he wanted to see Jesus? He was a tax collector. So not only was he wasn't super tall, and he also was a tax collector. He collected money from the Hebrews and gave it to the Romans, which was their enemies. So nobody liked Zacchaeus. But Zacchaeus knew that Jesus was really, really special. So he climbed that sycamore tree and he sought out Jesus and he said, "Lord." And Lord pointed to him and said, "What? You're coming to, or I'm coming to your house," right? Remember? That Jesus is like, "I'm coming to your house, Zacchaeus." And Zacchaeus is like, "What?" And then at that moment, when Jesus came to his house and Zacchaeus was changed forever, he gave half of everything he had away and he was changed by the power of Jesus. And so I want you to remember this morning that if you're feeling different, if you're feeling left out, and if you're feeling sad, we just got to turn to Jesus and make it all better, because Jesus is going to help us feel much better, just like he did with Zacchaeus. Okay, let's pray. Hands together, eyes closed. Dear God, thank you for the message of Zacchaeus, so that we know if we feel different or left out, we just need to turn to your son, Jesus. And everything's going to be okay. We love you, Lord. Amen. Okay, we are going to watch the choir perform their anthem. So children, we're going to just sit right here in the front rows. So children, just come here. And then we're going to, after the anthem, we're going to go to Children's Church. Okay. Do that one or that one, okay? Either way.